Harper Audio presents Wedgie and Gizmo by Suzanne Selfers, performed by Johnny Heller and Maxwell Glick. Chapter 1. Gizmo. Greetings to you, dear reader. My name is Gizmo. As you probably heard, I am a genius. However, I am not a regular sort of genius, the kind who solves math problems or wins spelling bees. I am an evil genius, with an evil plan. Oh, yes, it's true, a dastardly evil plan. But for now, my evil plan must wait, because I find myself in a most unpleasant situation. No, I am not wedged in a drain. That happened once. One of my beloved marshmallows fell into the bathtub, and I needed to get it. There is plenty of room in the pipe for my front half, but my back half is much rounder. Fortunately, my servant Elliot freed me. But alas, the marshmallow was never seen again. No, I am not cornered by a hungry feline, or, as you might say, a cat. That also happened once. The cat crept in through a window and woke me from my mid-afternoon nap. Elliot was at school, so I had to save myself. I bonked the cat on the head with a toilet paper tube, then bit its nose. It never bothered me again. So, though I am pleased to report that I am not stuck in a drain and not facing a hungry cat, what I face at this very moment is worse. Much worse. I was forced to move to a new home, and it's pink. How did this happen? I shall tell you, but be warned, it is not a nice story. Yesterday, whilst enjoying an afternoon breakfast snack of carrot sticks, I was plucked from my echo habitat. Despite my squeals of protest, I was placed in a shoebox. After a lengthy journey, with neither a crumb to eat nor a stick to chew, I awoke to find myself in a strange place. No one asked my opinion about moving. No one gave me time to pack, and thus all my hard work has been left behind. My tunnels, my treasures, my secret stash of marshmallows. I am irked, I tell you. Flustered. One day, when my evil plan is finished, all humans will feel my wrath. But until that day, you may send your letters and care packages to my new address. Gizmo, the evil genius, the Barbie playhouse atop the bookcase in Jasmine's room, nowhere near the Andes Mountains. Even though I have only been inside this horrid pink house for a few hours, I have gathered the following intelligence. 1. Barbie moved out of the playhouse and went to a land called Goodwill. 2. Though she left many pairs of plastic shoes, she will not be returning. 3. I am alone in this fiendish fortress. Barbie's decision to move is understandable. There is no nest in the playhouse, no cave or laboratory. The plastic oven and plastic refrigerator do not work, and the plastic toilet does not flush. The only place for the elimination of waste is a container on the top floor. Jasmine.
Gross, Gizmo pooped in Barbie's bathtub.
Elliot.
That's because you forgot to give him a litter box.
Jasmine.
I'm so glad I get to take care of him.
Elliot. You only get to take care of him because his cage broke during the move, and because Dad said I'm supposed to be nice to you.
Jasmine.
You have to be nice to me because I'm your new sister.
Don't worry. He'll be safe in my room.
Elliot. It's only for a little while. Just until we buy him a new cage. Remember, Gizmo belongs to me. Until 3 days ago, Elliot was a loyal servant. He provided clean, shredded newspaper, fresh water, and alfalfa pellets that were bland, but contained a balanced ratio of vitamins to minerals. In addition, Elliot oiled my exercise wheel so it did not squeak, and washed the windows in my echo habitat so I could enjoy the view. He gave me a pair of glasses so I could watch the nightly news from the comfort of my nest. Elliot never tried to squeeze me into a tutu.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?